8 Days to Ending Limiting Beliefs, Module 4 with Steve G. Jones. Welcome to Day 4. Did you do your homework? Your homework was to look at your list of goals that you've written down, the ones that you've written limiting beliefs for, you know, the beliefs that you've disproven, and to take those one after the other, you've probably only got a few by now, and to write down your thoughts about that goal, just your thoughts, and then to categorize them into one category, which is fear and doubt, and the other category, which is intuition, and to let go of the fear and doubt beliefs, because they're just based on fear and doubt, and to embrace the intuitive beliefs. And I also explain how to tell the difference. So if you haven't done your homework, go back and do your homework. Pause this and go back and do your homework. And my understanding now is that if you're still listening, you have done your homework. So you've learned a lot about yourself. You've learned how to tell the difference between fear and doubt and intuition. You've learned that you had in the past limiting beliefs which were not true, which were not part of reality that you just bought into, that slowed you down. You've learned how to let go of those. The way you let go of those is by becoming a self-detective. First of all, bringing them out through that process, and then arguing, debating with yourself, showing yourself that these things are opinion at best. These are just ideas that you gathered over the years that don't have anything to do with the way it really is. These are things that were in your head that were slowing you down. And once you see them, once you come face to face with them, once you create logical arguments why they're not accurate, you can let them go. They disappear from your life. So let's move forward now to day 4. Welcome to day 4. And this is all about beliefs about people and relationships that could be ruining your life. Now, that's pretty strong wording, isn't it? Ruining your life. But I want you to realize that that is the extent of the damage that can be done. They can actually slow you down to the point where nothing is working in your life. So let's talk about the most common negative beliefs about people. First of all, here's one. There is no one that I can like or that can like me. Now, I want you to realize this is just a wall that people put up to avoid disappointment. I want you to open your mind to this being far from truth, and you will be able to find a match. Here's another one. There's no such thing as a trustworthy person. And you may have phrased this differently in your mind, or you may have heard this phrase differently. Everybody's a liar, or everyone of the same gender is a liar, things of that nature. Well, I want you to realize there are people who you can trust. So give people a chance to build trust with you. Here's another one. Friends always stab me in the back. Well, I want you to realize that people who do that are not your friends. It's going to take time, but a circle of real friends will be made. You can make a circle of actual, genuine friends. Here's another one. I make a terrible friend. Wow. Think about saying that to yourself, or maybe you already do, or maybe you have been. I want you to let go of that, because everyone has positive and negative qualities. Everyone. I want you to emphasize your good qualities and learn to improve on the ones that need some work. Anyone who wants to be a good friend is capable of being one. Here's another common negative belief about people. Having friends is not worth the trouble. Now, this is a very common limiting belief. Actually, friends make life brighter. And they are there for you in times of need. Doing the same in return doesn't feel like trouble at all. In other words, being there for them isn't really troublesome. It's something that you will embrace and enjoy. Let's talk about relationship beliefs that prevent you from experiencing love. Well, here's one. I shouldn't have to fight for love. Well, I want you to realize that love is full of battles worth fighting. No relationship is perfect and magical. They take work. Some of the most powerful relationships, some of the most exciting relationships have a little bit of zest to them, have some argument to them. That can actually add flavor to the relationship. And on the other hand, sometimes you do need to fight for what you really want. Sometimes you do need to demonstrate to the person that you really care. So we can look at this in terms of fighting, if you want to look at it that way. Sometimes there's a battle for love. Now, it doesn't mean that you're going to force yourself on someone who doesn't want to be with you. It means sometimes you're going to have to prove your love, as they say, to demonstrate your worthiness, to really fight for what you want, to be there for the person, to really get across to them that you do care about them. Here's another relationship belief that can prevent you from experiencing love. I am too ugly to be in a relationship. Now, those are really strong words, but maybe it's something along those lines, thinking that there's a lack somewhere in your physical appearance, or perhaps your inner appearance. People can be unattractive inside or outside, but if you think about it, unattractiveness, a lack of attractiveness, is an opinion that you have, an opinion that you hold in your mind about yourself. It's not part of greater reality. Everyone can be in a good relationship. Beauty is both in the eye of the beholder and in your mind, in your head. There is someone out there who will see your beauty. You've got to realize that there are types out there. People relate to types. Not everyone wants what someone would consider to be the textbook standard beautiful person. Not everyone wants what you consider to be the ideal person. In your mind, perhaps there are changes that you'd like to make in yourself, or on yourself, or to yourself, that you think would make you into the perfect person. I want you to realize that the person who is meant for you is going to accept you for who you are. Because beauty is a combination of what's on the inside and the outside, and who's setting the standard. If you're setting the standard for beauty the way you should look, the way you feel you should look, how do you know that the person you really want to be with, or even perhaps are destined to be with, is going to have that same point of view? Perhaps they like you just the way you are. So I want you to start liking yourself and loving yourself just the way you are. Let go of this concept of being too unattractive for a relationship. The next relationship belief that can prevent you from experiencing love is, no one is right for me. Oh my goodness, how many times have we heard this? How many times have I heard this working with people in hypnotherapeutic sessions, that they're just too picky, that they just don't feel that anyone is right for them. They're just looking for Mr. or Mrs. Right. I have heard that time and time again. I want you to realize that you need to be open to love. You need to be open to relationship. Setting the standard, if you are a person who feels that no one is right for you, I want you to realize that that is a belief that you have created. It's one of those limiting beliefs, one of those chains that you've created in your mind that's holding you to the ground. You need to let go of that. You need to realize that there are very strong logical arguments for that not being part of reality. There is someone out there for everyone. Right now, wherever you live, there are probably at least 100 people who would love to be in a relationship with you. Do you believe that? Is that difficult to accept? You have got to let go of this concept of no one being right for you. So of these 100 people, well, maybe you wouldn't want to be with every one of them, but I guarantee you, if you had them all lined up in front of you, and if you could interview every one of them, you would find one of them who you felt was right for you. So let go of this concept of no one is right for me. The area where you live in has plenty of people, I'm sure. The country you live in has plenty of people, for sure. The world you live in has plenty of people. So someone is right for you. So let go of that belief. Here's another relationship belief that can prevent you from experiencing love. All relationships eventually fall apart. Well, that's kind of like an argument for not making your bed. Why make your bed? Because it's going to get messed up again next time you get in the bed. Next time you get in the bed, you're just going to pull the sheets down. You're going to get in the bed. Why take a shower? You're just going to get dirty again anyway. You're going to sweat. You're going to need another one. So why even do it? Okay, I want you to let go of those arguments. First of all, making the bed, I could understand an argument for that. I could understand not making the bed. So I usually make my bed. When I get up, I make my bed because it sends a signal to my subconscious mind that it's time to get up. It's time to be productive. If I leave the bed unmade, then there's this tendency to get back into it and, oh, it looks so cozy and inviting. But if I make it, it sort of looks like something I don't want to disturb. So making your bed can send a signal to your subconscious mind that, hey, sleep time's over. It's time to get on with the day. It's time to do something. Taking a shower can send the same signal. Hey, I took a shower. I should probably do something. Plus, it's just a really good idea to shower on a regular basis. So if we put relationships into the same category as perhaps bed making, perhaps you're not one of those people who wants to make your bed every day. I can understand that. Perhaps you're not one of those people who feels that a shower is necessary every day. I can understand that because perhaps you feel that, well, I'm just going to get dirty again if I take a shower, or my bed's just going to get messy again. Okay, well, first of all, you've got to realize the logic here. There's a great reason for making your bed. Now, I don't care if you, now I don't mind if you don't make your bed. That's fine, but I just gave you a great reason for doing it. There's a great reason for taking a shower every day. It's a really healthy thing to do. It cuts down on bacteria, makes you more presentable to the world, makes you feel good about yourself, and it's invigorating. But some people will take that same concept, that I don't want to do it every day concept, or I don't want to do it at all because it's a waste, and they will apply it to relationships. Why bother if it's just going to fall apart anyway? Why take a shower if I'm just going to get dirty again? Why make my bed if it's just going to get messed up again? Why get into a relationship if it's just going to fall apart, especially for people who've already been in relationships and already had them fall apart? They apply the bed and the shower stories that they tell themselves to that. Well, I want you to realize that many couples do stay together and live happily ever after. Approximately half of the marriages do work out. There's a good chance that your relationship will endure. And there's an even better chance if you believe in it. So, I want you to let go of these excuses, these ideas that really don't hold any weight. I shouldn't make my bed because it's just going to get messed up again. Okay, you can hold on to that one, that's fine. But showering? I mean, come on. Yeah, you're going to get dirty again, but please take a shower on a regular basis. And please open your heart to jumping into a relationship because it very well could work out. And the chances of it working out are going to be much greater if you believe in it. If you believe in it, then the sky is the limit. In fact, the sky is not even the limit. You can do anything you want with belief. So I want you to break the chains, and I want you to improve your social and your love life. All right, so what's your homework? Well, I want you to break some more chains, and I want you to improve your social and love life. So if you have any of these or other limiting beliefs about people or relationships, I want you to write them down, find the reasons for your beliefs, and prove them wrong by seeing the truth. Now, what am I talking about? I'm talking about the beliefs I shared with you, relationship beliefs that prevent you from experiencing love. The first one I shared was, I shouldn't have to fight for love. The second one was, I am too ugly to be in a relationship. Now, that may be strong wording, but perhaps you feel that there's something about you that's not love worthy. The third one was, no one is right for me. The fourth one was, all relationships eventually fall apart. So if you have these or other limiting beliefs about people or relationships, I want you to write down the beliefs, your beliefs. Write them down, and I want you to find the reasons for your beliefs. Why do you feel that way? What is it that causes you to feel that way? And I want you to prove those beliefs wrong by understanding the truth, by looking at the truth. So you're going to have to meditate a little bit, if you will. You're going to have to sit with your beliefs. You're going to have to really look at them. And I want you to do that for homework. And then I want you to incorporate your new beliefs about people and relationships. Because having friends and loved ones is important. They keep you from being lonely. They help you when times are tough. They prevent you from self-destructive behavior. They are your shoulder to lean on. Friends are really good at making you feel better. Most people want to help others. They are great listeners. You know, friends give you a chance to vent emotionally, and this prevents you from having to bottle up everything. Relationships give you freedom to be you. Relationships are comfortable. Relationships open you up to your partner on a deeper level. They allow you to explore yourself as you explore them, and vice versa. They will give you motivation to pursue your dreams. So take these positive relationship beliefs with you and prove them right. All right, so I want you to do your homework, and then in the next module, day 5, tomorrow, I'm going to share with you beliefs about perfection and failure that make you feel stuck. We're going to push through those together. I'm Steve G. Jones, hoping you have an outstanding day.